Coast 93.1 with Blake, Kelly, and Todd.
Hey, Todd, you okay?
Where's Todd?
Well, he got himself into the clouds.
I think he's... Todd?
Todd?
I'm back!
Yay!
He's back!
Okay, friend!
How are ya? He's back! We're good! A crew's all back together. We've successfully reassembled.
Okay.
All right. And here we are.
I'm not sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I see a nipple.
Oh.
Blake, you're so good. It's like
That is perfect.
Yeah, that was perfect.
The nip pick.
It was a nip slip.
Seen round the
all.
State.
Yeah. It was
is
a
that Janet
slip.
Jackson? No, yeah. That's Todd.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No Justin Timberlake required to reveal that
right.
one. He just whipped it out himself. Yeah.
I love doing that.
How long between when you landed and when you decided to post the shirtless selfie?
Second. Yeah. Hot second.
Because I was like, how is he? He's already there.
He's not even there yet. Right.
Like I started
in an
to think.
Airport bathroom. Well, what's happening?
I thought maybe you photoshopped the background.
I was just gonna say I photoshopped the palm tree.
Yeah. It was literally like Todd landed in Puerto Rico, ran to the closest palm tree, snapped an awkward angle nipple picture, and said, "Pow, I'm
okay.
here.
Vacation yep. can now begin."
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
have a Modelo and a shot of rum, and you never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
I loved it.
Yeah. Like, let's see how. In the game, it's a round of how long will it take to embarrass my children?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it's just fun doing it. I love it.
I love it too. I got like 10 more followers from it. So I was like, keep your nipples going, John. This is great.
Instagram followers,
yeah.
right.
Yeah. They're well, all
you know
tagging
why.
Us. I'm like,
exactly. I got tagged in that stupid photo.
I'm still getting tagged.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Yeah. But did you see this? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see his nipples in person too.
Oh, I can't wait to when we go up to Moosehead. There'll be some nip picks there too.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Kelly, your turn.
Maybe all three of us should just have our nipples out.
Oh my gosh, like, right?
Yeah. It's free the nipple weekend. The
nipple shoot.
Nipple shoot.
Yep. Okay. So how was Puerto?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Todd,
we love Puerto Rico.
Oh,
wow.
Do you love Puerto Rico too?
Not as much as our former president, apparently. No.
Yeah.
Actually, it was amazing. I would send anyone to where we were. We were on the east side of the island, which is the rainier side. And it's just, it was so lush. I mean, we did get a lot of rain on a couple of the days that we were there. I mean, and it really, really poured. We were really close to the rainforest. It's called El Yunque, and it's a really huge rainforest.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Cool.
And we got to go through it and stuff. And we did a catamaran over to Vieques for a day, which was awesome, too. Yeah, I would send anyone there. It's really, you know, honestly, it's pretty affordable there. Like, I mean, and you know me. Like, I'm always searching out a deal.
Yeah, right.
So, the lodging was extremely affordable. Food, surprisingly, like we had the option to go to grocery stores because we had a VRBO. And, you know, we did go to the grocery store, but it wasn't like cost effective to cook your own meals. Like
oh,
the restaurants
sweet.
Are actually pretty decently priced. I really enjoyed it a lot. And it's in the United States still. It's part of the U.S., obviously. So you have, you know, modern hospitals and, you know, that you feel safe, you know, with the police force and there's fire department, all that stuff. So, yeah, I you don't even need a passport to go there.
Right.
That's awesome.
All you need is a license. But, yeah, I would definitely send people.
Yeah, I have some friends who go to Vieques, some who actually have a place in Vieques.
Wow,
and
really?
And, like, go back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's a weird sort of main Vieques connection.
Huh.
It's
wow.
Yeah, a lot of people who I know.
I didn't realize that.
Either been there regularly or yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but Vieques is kind of like it's not a big tourist spot. I mean, it's
right.
It's
tough to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuz you got to fly into Puerto Rico or into San Juan rather, and then you either take a little puddle jumper over or you've got to take the car to the port town and take a ferry over. So it's like, you know.
I've heard that ferry is like you can't book it ahead. So once you get there and if it's full, you're like, "Well,
oh,
totally. Guess I'm not going.
Guess I'm not going.
Did you take a puddle jumper?
No, we had a catamaran excursion. So we did like a snorkeling trip, and the beach that we snorkeled off of was on Vieques. We were supposed to go to Culebra, which is another island very close to Vieques, but the seas were too rough to make that trip. So we did a little detour over to Vieques.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vieques brought to you by Dramamine.
Yeah.
Oh, we all popped the Dramamine before we went out.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew
not
it was
a bad
be...
idea.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Way better than the alternative.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Kids hurling over the side.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, fun. Well, yeah. I'm glad everyone's back together and no
Me
nips
too.
Were harmed in the course of this vacation.
No,
and,
just my kids, you know.
reputation.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to have a great day at school today.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Sorry, kids.
To hear the stories. Yeah.
Dad's nipple on their locker.
Yeah, nip one and nip two.
Imagine
oh,
that.
My God. That would be.
Let's not put any ideas up.
Right, exactly. I don't want to encourage bullying of children, but that kind of would be amazing.
It would be
I mean, don't do it.
Don't do it.
But the thought is awesome.
Just show us.